Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMV, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Rampage, March 29th, 2024, Excalibur and Tony on commentary. Like I said, when Rampage can hit, it can hit, or just be a fun, quick hour. We got Dustin Rhodes versus The Butcher. Dustin Rhodes gets, like, every single match on this card was like, I already know who's going to win. Like, Dustin Rhodes versus The Butcher. I don't think The Butcher's going to beat Dustin Rhodes. But there is some good things here. Bullet Club Gold invade Daddy Ass's house. This was funny, man. Jay's walking around. He's like, they're throwing stuff around and stuff like that. And Daddy Ass comes in. He's like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, my God, we got to go. And they run out. This was this is probably like my favorite part of the whole show, to be really honest. And they left the cameraman. I was like, not the cameraman. Oh, good stuff right here. This is like I said, this was the best part of Rampage. Deonna Purrazzo versus Rose. Deonna Purrazzo for the win. Like, she's going after that championship. I don't think she's getting any L's anytime soon. So, but she taps out Rose. They have a Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson package. I'm so excited for that match. That's the match I think I've been wanting for a long time. I know I said it before. They could have built this all the way up to All In, but it is what it is. We're still going to get it at Dynasty April 21st. The excitement level for this match is it WrestleMania excitement? Yeah, I would say it's on that level for one match. So I'm excited. Mariah May dressed as Toni Storm. I don't understand, versus Nikita. Who's going to win this one? Oh, Mariah May, you know, cosplaying Toni Storm. But before this, Toni cuts a promo. Crowd really not really giving it to her. And she says she stretched her hamstring, don't ask her how or anything like that. I don't know, that crowd was very lukewarm on her, you know, and she's out there with Luther. Mariah May gets to win, and then we move on. So, okay match. Last one's okay. Then next up we have Lexi with Harley and Knight, Saraya's brother. And he's looking all jacked up, and he's like, hey, calling out Cool Hand. But Cool Hand attacks. Chases the man off with the pipe, and Ruby's right there, and she's upset. She's angry at her man, Cool Hand. She just kisses him and says, I don't know if I can be a part of this, and she just leaves. And I'm just like, what's going to happen? I would say this is probably the second part of the show that I really like, just because I'm weirdly invested in this story. Weirdly invested, just to see what the outcome's going to be. Next up, AEW International Championship Eliminator match. Haha, it's a mouthful. Roderick Strong versus Daddy Magic. Come the fuck on. Tony, come the fuck on. Who's going to win this one? Oh, Roderick Strong did. And what's going to happen? Undisputed Kingdom is beating down Daddy Magic after the bell. Here comes Orange Cassidy. Here comes Trent. They chew off the Undisputed Kingdom. They go in for a hug. Then the Bucks get a low blow to both of them, dropping them. Then we got a double EVP trigger sandwich. That was it. Okay? That's Rampage. Honestly, 2 out of 5? I don't even have a match of the night. Everything was just blah. Moments of the night, Bullet Club Gold invading Daddy Ass's house, and Cool Hand finally getting his hands on Knight, then Ruby's great acting. Those were like the two main things of the show, and the Bucks getting the low blow. I think my favorite part about this whole ending was they're yelling at the cameraman, run the credits right now, we're off air, let's do this, you know, acting like the EVPs they are, a bunch of assholes. So, yeah, 2 out of 5 for the show. Rampage, March 29th, 2024. Excalibur, Tony on commentary. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like, hit that subscribe, share it with your grandma, share it with your grandpa, share it with the bum down to Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself the sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
We got coming in wins! And those are the men that they will be facing. The EVPs, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson.
What a bunch of cheap shot artists they are.